Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. I've called this episode How to Trust Yourself Again After a Bad Decision. And I don't actually believe in bad decisions, but I called the episode that because I think that after we make these choices in our lives where our path has gone off in a different direction, or there's regret, or something didn't work out quite so well, or there is trauma or stress around it, it can certainly feel like a bad decision. And I think it does kick up something that is so important to talk about, and that's our trust in ourselves. So when we've made choices that didn't result in an outcome that felt great, it's so easy to then distrust ourselves and our ability to make choices. And it can be really disempowering, but it can also freeze us. It can make it hard to move forward. It can make life stagnant, but it can also put us into a state of more stress and anxiety, which is never a great place to make choices from. I always have said to clients to make decisions from a clear state, not a fear state. But when we're stuck in that moment of reflecting on the things that we've done and tapping into that energy, it can feel really anxiety inducing and it can create fear. Like, what if I do the wrong thing again? So I think there's a couple things to talk about here and how we can rebuild that trust in ourselves. And one of them is just really reflecting on that term, a bad decision or a wrong decision. And directly after, or maybe even sometimes years after, it can still feel like a bad decision. But I can almost guarantee that as time goes on and the things that we learn through that experience, it's kind of meant to be. And it can be tricky too. So I say that knowing that might not be easy to hear, and knowing that, look, at the end of the day, sometimes life is difficult, but I guess it's taking these situations that we had and these paths that we went down and reflecting back on them and understanding that there was a lesson. So there's a lesson even in the growth, right? So not even necessarily a lesson if that feels too harsh for you, but understanding that the experience allowed you to learn about yourself and grow and gain new skills, for lack of a better word, about life, about moving forward and making you a stronger, more resilient person, or even just someone who's wiser. It's really interesting. And the example that I want to give too, which I'll go into, but like the things that you experience through these difficult situations that then help you help other people too. So I do want to touch on that because I feel that when we have these moments in our life that we reflect back on, they shouldn't be at a loss. They shouldn't be at this happened and I gained nothing from it and it was just completely wrong. I'm sure that if you journal and reflect and delve into each of the situations that you've been in, I certainly see this when I'm working with clients, you know, that I see something from their past, but I know why it's there. I know its place in the timeline and why it happened and how it's led us to this moment and how it's led to the person that's sitting there in front of me. So the things that they have now weren't really going to be without that experience. So I really wanted to talk about that and acknowledge that because I think that's the first thing, if that we can start to reshape what is a bad decision. That then takes away from that anxiety. It takes away from that stress because, like, as much as we don't want to go through another difficult thing, we know that whatever life is giving to us, we can handle, and that there will be a silver lining of some sort. It is more of a spiritual way to look at things, and it's not to spiritually bypass situations and disregard the experience of the pain and the stress and the trauma. but more so just to look at our life from a zoomed out perspective and understand that things pass and things change and we can get through them and grow. And it's up to us, because it's how you approach each of those situations and it's what you learn from them. I've certainly seen people, no clients of mine, but I've certainly seen people that have gone through difficulty, and it's almost like this is where I see that spirituality or that faith in something bigger as such an asset. And if you're listening to this, chances are that's where you're at. Because I've certainly seen people go through things and just almost change for the worse. I know that sounds horrible, but not seeing the support that they received or becoming negative about it. Or yeah, so it really truly is up to you with the situations that you face in life, and we all face difficult things at one point in time. So it's really up to us about, okay, here's this is a bump in my road. How am I going to approach this? And again, not ignoring the difficulty and not allowing the emotions and all of those things. All of that's important in the journey. And through that journey, it might be years of depression. It might be sickness and illness and all of these things. But it's what you take from it. You know, my dad had cancer when I was 8, and he's alive now. But I guess for him, that was his slap in the face to change the way he ate, like smoking, different things like that, right? So whereas you could have someone else that also is faced with that difficult illness and doesn't change either their lifestyle or even the way that they look at life. And again, that's not to say that if you do these things, then you will survive. Survival, unfortunately, isn't for everyone. But meaning when we do go through these difficult things, there is the opportunity to, if you survive, change the way that you're living. Take this difficult thing that you've been through, but transform it into something that can move you into a different way of living. So that's kind of number one. That's, I think, approaching these difficult situations and disempowering the anxiety and the stress around a bad decision, because you know that there isn't one. You know that if you're tuned into your intuition and you make decisions from a heart place, from the best place that you can, and you pivot along the way and you keep moving through, that you really can't make a wrong choice. So it is really just aligning with that truest version of yourself as you move through life and as you move through these decisions, and that intuition, that is the best way to navigate these things. And you don't need to fear then if that's the way you do it, because even if the outcome's difficult, you know that you can get through that too. So these situations as well, I think sometimes can be there as that wake-up call to rebuild your trust in yourself. This is a soul learning and something that we all experience. But when we have these difficult moments, or these moments, they might even be a little minor, like depending on what your soul lessons are in life. But it is this thing that almost like throws you off the track. It throws you off that balance of being able to trust yourself so that you can come back to yourself. So this can look like different things for different people. So you might be thrown off. Like, I think for everyone, we go through this period where it is coming home to ourselves. So for some people, that departure from ourselves is that departure from trust. For others, it'll be different things. But the departure of trust sometimes is there so that you can rebuild that trust in yourself, and it's to really cement it and make it stronger than it ever was before. One of the examples that I touched on before was my dating history and dating some pretty toxic people and being in some abusive situations, that really did shake my trust in myself, because I was like, how did I choose this kind of person again? And there was like a bit of a pattern there that I had to work through and break. But then going back out and dating again, it was so difficult to feel like I could trust myself. And I wanted to give this example because I'm sure that there'll be something different for you, but just so that you can really picture what it feels like in a really tangible way, that I felt that I had made bad choices in who I had been dating. So therefore, what's my guidance system? Like, how am I going to move forward and make good decisions if all I can see is a history of bad choices? So it's tricky, right? And there was a lot of fear and there was a lot of an anxiety. But one of the things that really helped me get through this, and this is what I want you to hear as well, is that I had to keep reminding myself that I knew how to get out of there. I knew how to change that situation. And at the end of the day, there was that guidance system that told me to leave every single one of these men. And the thing is that that time period got quicker and quicker. So I do remember one date that I went on, and there was a couple red flags, and there was that voice in me that was second guessing it, that voice in me that sort of thought, I don't know if I'm making this up. Am I being too anxious or fearful? So that's another topic. That's fear versus intuition. But there was that intuition there that was telling me, you know what to do. You just have to trust it. And so that is where I was picking up on it so quickly. I was picking it up on the first date. It wasn't a year in. It wasn't even 3 months in. It was the first date. And so that did freak me out, going, oh my gosh, I've been drawn to this situation again. Look at my decisions. But if I zoomed out of it, it was like, this was a first date. Maybe there was something in this person that landed me in the room with them. But it was almost like, to me, this final test of like, here is another opportunity to break this pattern. You know what to do. And so I obviously never saw this person again. But it is those like that journey of that coming back to yourself and knowing you can trust yourself, because you reflect back on the past and you look for that evidence of how your intuition was there, how it guided you out of a situation, maybe not as quickly as you'd like, and maybe not to avoid any difficulty, but it got you out of there. So it'll come back. And that's what you need to know, whether it's like choosing a partner, choosing a job, choosing where to live. Like, if that bad choice has been there in the past, there was something in you that pushed you out of it, pulled you out of it, that's led you to where you are today, where there is another choice in front of you. So that new choice is like, okay, I know I've got the skills to do this. What am I looking for? What was wrong in the past that I didn't like? What are red flags? And then even to flip it into the positive, what am I looking for? Like, what are the positives that I'm looking for? So again, it's like that part of you that's concerned about the wrong choice is the part of you that can guide you again. So just remembering that that is there for you at any time. Rebuilding trust really is not a quick process. And I speak from my own experience, and it is navigating a lot of fear and anxiety around going down the wrong path again. But if you are listening to this, and if you are conscious enough to know that you have made some decisions in the past that you're not happy with, then you're going to be conscious enough to pivot at any point. And that's the other thing too that you need to remember is that you can pivot and change at any point. I talk about this so much, and I will keep drilling it in because I do think that there is so much fear around changing our mind about what other people might think. But at the end of the day, your life is your life. And so if you need to, like, again, I'll just use another example, but if you're out there and you're dating and you're scared that people are going to be like, oh my God, she's dating a person for a week here and 2 months here and 6 months here. If these people that you're dating are throwing up red flags and that means that you need to keep pivoting, fine. If you're moving into share houses and going, oh my gosh, I'm in the same situation that I just left and you need to move after 1 week, do it. This is where it's also building up trust in yourself to not care what other people think as you work to return home to yourself, as you work to build that relationship with yourself. Because I think a lot of the time those decisions that we make that quote unquote could be a bad decision are often led from what we think we should do as opposed to what our heart wants us to do, what our intuition is telling us to do. So there is a lot of unlearning there. There is a lot of unpeeling away from what others think and society and all of that kind of thing. So there might even be a few of those little lessons where you need to, as I said, make some decisions that other people might think are a bit fickle, but it's just you relearning what's right for you. So I hope that helps. I'd love if you'd rate and review the podcast and share it with anyone who might also be going through similar things or experiences or even feel regret from the past, sharing it with your friends and help me grow the show. This is actually the best way that I can get the podcast out there and it's the best way that you can support the podcast. So if you got anything out of today's episode, please rate it, review it, subscribe, and share with as many people as you can so I can reach and help more people. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat to you on the next episode.